720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Blues Traveler will be in town Thursday at the Vic Theater. For tickets, go to jamusa.com. He is the lead singer, lead harmonica player, and lead hat wearer of Blues Traveler. We'd like to welcome back to the show. It is John Popper. How are you, brother?
Hey, man. Good to see you, Pete.
You know, Vic.
Or hear you.
Yes. The Vic Theater, I saw you guys, I had to look this up, in March of 95 at the Vic Theater. You've come full circle.
Yeah, we've been playing there for a long time.
Yeah.
We've been playing for a long time. It's bizarre. Doing this album and seeing that like a quarter century's gone by since we put this thing out, you know, it sneaks up on you. You turn your back and before you know it, that's been out for 25 years. Jesus.
John, you did your 30th anniversary tour, and I said, no way, it's been 30 years. And then I'm looking back. I saw you 20 years ago at the Vic.
Yeah, I know. What's really satisfying is that everybody's coming out to see it, and they seem to like the stuff.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, that corner has changed, by the way, by the Vic. My shoe cobbler is gone, and Walgreens has moved in.
Oh, damn. You know, you should take your shoes into Walgreens and demand that they fix them.
Everybody needs a good cobbler, John, don't you think?
Yes. A fine cobbler is a great thing to do, and also delicious, depending on which cobbler you're referring.
You're 30, what is it? It's been 32 years, right, with Blues Traveler?
Yeah, it's nuts, since 87.
I mean...
And we put four out in 94.
Wow. I mean, tell me that moment when you knew, John, when you knew that, wow, this is it. I finally made it.
Well, really, there's a lot of levels, because your parents are sort of like a big judge of whether or not you made it or whether or not you're kidding yourself. And when you get like a gold record, you can like show them, see, it's something official.
Mm-hmm.
So that certainly helped. But I think for us, the moment was when we were in Atlanta opening for Hootie and the Blowfish. And we're playing our normal stuff, and people are liking it. And then we did Run Around, and then suddenly everybody went crazy. It's like a Beatle concert. and we knew at that point, that was like, I want to say December of 94, we knew that something was weird, something that hadn't happened to us before was happening.
Well, when that song came out, it was bigger than life.
For us, it was our life. So it's really hard to know the difference between something big or something usual. Like, you know, that's what amazes me, is like how many amazing things have happened in my life that I just kind of counted on as, oh, those are normal. That's what always happens. Weird thing.
Well, you talk about your parents, you know, your parents are kind of a judge when you make it big. How about when you told your parents, this is going to be my career after I leave school?
Well, that was the thing, is, you know, our parents, for each of us, put down this choice of, like, you can either get a job or we'll pay for school. So we all said, yeah, school, and then we would skip school and then figure out how to play in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for those of you who have kids out there, they're doing this to you right now, I promise. And then there was this moment where we were paying our rent, playing gigs, so we went to our parents and said, thanks for the money, we're quitting school. And, you know, they freaked out, and my parents called the school, and it was a music school, and I think the music school said, is he learning more out there or in here? And, you know, this is what he's going to school to learn how to do. So, you know, it was kind of like, that's the point of why we're going to school. And they, you know, they said the thing that they couldn't argue with is I told them I have to at least try.
Right.
And find out. And, you know, you can't really argue that. And, Taz, who's our bass player now, he said he was going to do a band in New York City. And I remember thinking he was nuts. You know, Chan's little brother, we see him going into New York City to start a band, and I thought that was a really insane idea.
Right.
But when we did it, it was okay. So it's sort of like when it's happening to you, it seems like just the perfect, successful idea. But if you try to tell anyone about your idea of trying to make it in a band, it always sounds like a ludicrous dream.
We're talking with John Popper. That is so true. Blues Traveler in town at the Vic Theater this coming Thursday. Have you ever had a moment over the years where you met somebody like a Mick Jagger or Robert Plant where you were just at a loss for words?
Yes, many times. Constantly. Even now, you know, like I don't feel like I deserve to meet him now. You know, like, who am I? And, you know, I get sort of like Chris Farley in that skit, like, do you remember that movie where you shot the ghost with the laser?
Yes.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why you're so likable, is because you're a normal guy and you do geek out when you see these celebrities. Sometimes you get these guys that are in rock bands that are too cool for school.
Well, you know, and the thing is, they're scared too. They just got a better veneer. You know, like you know, I wish I could sort of pony that up. I've watched too much television to really not be affected.
You're an avid gun collector. Is it true you have a cannon in your front yard?
Yes, I do. And, you know, where I used to live, I had a range. It's a rough bore, so you can't shoot cannonballs, because that was just so much more money. I just felt like I didn't really need to, like, blow anything up far away. But you do get a local, you know, you get a lot of say in the local PTA when you have artillery.
Yeah.
This one shoots dog food cans 1,000 yards, but right now it's just sort of aimed across the street at my neighbor's house.
Nice.
And I haven't heard a peep out of it. We get along fine.
That's very nice. Where does one buy a cannon?
Tennessee.
Really?
You can send away for one. Yep.
You got a guy. I like that.
Yeah, there's a cannon guy. And, you know, I took it out to Seattle where I live now, and all the water made the, you know, the wooden carriage, it just sort of like rotted away. So eventually it was just this sort of metal tube in my yard.
Okay.
But there is a cannon repair guy in Montana.
Really?
Who came out, and he'll replace your wooden carriage with a aluminum one.
Interesting.
So it's waterproof now.
Well, I don't understand how you find the cannon guy. Did you just Google it? Cannon repair guy?
I guess now you can. I mean, this was a little before that was a popular thing to do, but you had to look around.
Okay.
But you can find a cannon guy online. I'm sure you can get even more of them. Well, I bet you it's probably flourished.
Well, that's the thing about Chicago. Everybody's got a guy. Somebody listening right now to this, they have a cannon guy. And they're right. I could have helped pop her out.
Yeah, what you need is a good Gatling gun. You know, like, I was thinking about getting a Gatling gun, but again, the expenditure in ammo just to go and have, like, a fun afternoon, like, that's a lot of money.
It's rough stuff.
It's pricey.
But I have to tell you, before you go, one of my favorite moments on this show is when you pulled out your harmonica and played the Roseanne theme.
Oh, yeah.
And
I wish I had my harp on me.
Oh,
they'd take them away from me.
Oh, shit.
I know.
You don't have one with you right now? You're not wearing the vest? I feel like you're Superman.
I'm lying nude in my bed right now, waking up to a wonderful day.
This is uncomfortable.
Here in Iowa.
Wow, this is uncomfortable. Yeah, well, it's really got uncomfortable.
What are you wearing? I assumed everyone's nude.
I'm wearing jeans.
This time of day, isn't everybody in bed?
No, not really. It's midday, so everybody's up and around. John Popper, you're the absolute best.
Wait, there's an early in the day? What is that for?
Thursday, Vic Theater. Go to jamusa.com for tickets. Blues Traveler, John Popper, you're the best, man. Have a great day. Thank you so much, and we'll see
you
Thursday.
You rock, and we'll kill it, man. We'll see you there.
All right, take care.